Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hey!
Hits Radio.
Make me a winner.
I gotta hand it to you, Connor. Fair play, mate. The second caller to pick up in today's round of Make Me a Winner. And the first caller to get the answer to his phone call correct in over six rounds. £42,000 richer today he is. And we'll go again tomorrow, and I'll have all the details you need for that to be part of the Make Me a Winner competition a little bit later. Right now, though, let's get into your Tuesday home time. I'm Seb Bailey in for Max and Jason. This is Meghan Trainor.
Make me a winner.
This is
It's Right.
I could have my Gucci on.
The final day of the longest month is almost over. Should we wrap up in style?
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
And get most of us ready for February. Well, I say most of us, definitely not me. I'm not ready for February at all. I'll explain in a bit after Keen to Crow.
Leave your keys if you're not coming home.
And you just
How are you? Seb Bailey for Max and Jason all this week. Whilst they're on holiday, celebrating the end of January, I've got two things to check with you as we're just about near the end of the month. Firstly, if you're self-employed, have you sorted out that tax return yet? Secondly, do you feel ready for February? Because I'm definitely not. You'd think at the big old age of 25, I'd be well into the routine of life by now. But for the last few days, I've been stuck in a bit of a habit of telling myself, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. You know when you keep just shrugging off chores and stuff? Yeah, I'm like that. Last night, it caught me out though, because I got home from work from talking to you. Realised I hadn't done my washing. So basically, I'm going into February in style with a mixed match of clothing today. Ripped jeans from when I was in school and wanted to look cool. A t-shirt with a bunny on it, which I haven't dared show anyone in the office because they'll just laugh at me. It's underneath a very baggy jumper. And, you know when you're really digging at the bottom of the barrel for socks? So you resort to Christmas socks. Yeah, I got those on today. So the countdown's already started for this year. I can't be the only person this has happened to, right? Surely it's happened to you as well at some point. I'm not alone. Right, let's get Tuesday done in style, shall we? Black Eyed Peas on the way. I'm going to play Pink as well in just a minute. And if you want to come say hi today, just drop me a text. 63103. Start your message with the word Seb. That's how you can get in touch with me. Come say hi. What are you up to this afternoon?
Make me a winner.
Just for one.
Can't believe it. £43,000 is available in Make Me a Winner on tomorrow's round. And just after 5 o'clock, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to be doing to be within the chance of winning that. Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love? Sounding brilliant for Hits Radio on your Tuesday. Craig David's on the way. Let's get you Tiësto and Tate McRae now. And then we need to talk about this big news of what's coming to Bristol next month. Brilliant throwback. Craig David and Fill Me In on Hits Radio. I'm Seb Bailey, sitting in for Max and Jason today. I hope you're good. If you love throwbacks just like that, by the way, Throwback Thursday here on Hits is going to be right up your street. More anthems just like that from the 90s and noughties crammed into our playlist just to make the day sound even better. Okay, yesterday, do you remember me saying how excited I was for the FA Cup draw? I knew it was going to be a big one. Being a Bristol City fan, I was waiting, gritted teeth, so excited. And then as I left work, found out we're playing Man City. Yes. Whether you're a footy fan or not, like, this is big. 5 years since their last in town. But one thing I really loved was watching the reaction of everyone online. Like, some of the tweets I saw of people sharing stories of mates trying to get them tickets and stuff was hilarious. And then I stumbled across this from Chris. He simply tweeted saying, "The talk about people wanting tickets for the Man City game has reminded me of my nephew asking when we played Man United. Valuable life lesson this." He screenshot the chat. And the first message simply just says, "Any chance you can get me a City ticket for United, please? I'm going to struggle not being a season ticket holder." Chris, being the good uncle he is, comes back with a valuable life lesson. Simply saying, "Hello, Uncle Chris. How are you? Everything okay? Wife and the girls doing all right? Now, how about we start this conversation again the right way?" Oh, my heart would have sunk if I got that message. nephew goes back to say exactly what Chris has asked him to. Then asks the question about tickets. Chris's simple reply, no. Excellent stuff with that. All right then, David Guetta and Ed Sheeran on the way. And you know, yesterday I played you that first played you, that new one from Sam Smith. Yeah, their new one's on the way in a bit as well too.
Make me a winner.
Just for newcheckdownloads.com.